if only we made it that easy every week. Like I say, an amazing scoreline, one that rarely happens, I'd say very often, rarely happens at all. But we fully merited that scoreline. Like I say, we scored 9. We could have, in all honesty, had 15. I think I always looked at stats and things after games, and I was critical of lads the week before against Darlington when I think they had something like 18 corners. But Saturday we had 18 corners, we had 35 shots on goal, I think 20 on target. So we really, really tested them, and like I say, got our just a search for some fantastic play.
And to be 6-1 up at half time as well. Have you ever been involved in a game as a player or as a coach or manager, Dave, where you've had that many goals in a match?
No, not to that extent.
Not since school days, probably.
No, probably not. We had a situation a couple of weeks back where we were 4-0 up against Stalybridge at half time, end up winning the game 5-0. But like at 4-1, just going into injury time, they were probably still in the game because, again, as daft as it sounds, 3 goals in front, the next goals obviously can be important. I mean, we scored 2 in injury time to make it 6, and at that point then the game's dead. And we spoke at half time about really the only questions that needed answering were questions we had of ourselves, around our mentality, around our attitude, around our ruthlessness, if you like, around our ability to make the right decisions and keep going.
Because you could have declared it 8, really, couldn't you? But you went on. You even got a 9th. You're on, I think, cloud 9 is one of the headlines on the website or the papers on the back of that. You know, you went for more goals, didn't you? You show great hunger. That's what you want as a manager.
You've got to be ruthless. That's the sort of mindset you need, if you like, because sport at any level is really tough, and the ones that are mentally strong and ruthless in a nice way, not an arrogant way, not a nasty, ruthless in a nice way in terms of doing a professional job, are the ones that are successful, and that's where we need to be, really.
And I guess that really bodes well for the rest of the season, because we've spoken in the past about the importance of trying to finish first, top of the table. You don't want to slacken off and settle for second best, if you like. And I guess a result like that, performance like that, shows that you can stay at the top as well, can't you, long term?
We've started the season really, really well. Yet we're still not sort of sailed away from the rest of the table. I didn't imagine we would. But like I say, at this point in time, if someone would have said you'd only lost one game, we'd have absolutely snapped their hands off. But teams have, like I say, similarly have had good runs in and around us, and there's still a long way to go. But like I say, we're showing the right signs, and even when we've not played well, we've still picked up results, played well Saturday, and got our just desserts. And if that doesn't, like you say, give you the springboard, give you confidence, then nothing will. Like I say, we've got to make sure and be good enough over the coming weeks, if you like, to be able to switch between competitions. The FA Trophy is an important competition for us. Do we want it to get in the way of our progress in the league? Absolutely not. But like I say, it's the next game, so it's the most important game, and we'll go to Gloucester looking to put on the same performance and with the same principles as we did the weekend.
People will expect something like that every week, won't they? They'll be coming down to the ground expecting goals galore.
I think it's been a strange one, especially at Mill Farm. I think the games there have averaged something like 5 goals a game anyway, so it has been highly entertaining, not massively entertaining at times for me as a manager, but largely because, like I say, we've been conceding sloppy goals, and we still continue to do that. So there's still plenty to work on. If we'd have won that game 9-0, people then might have thought we've cracked it here. But like I say, we're still showing not weaknesses, but areas we can improve. And like I say, that's a massive positive. It'll keep everyone, like I say, grounded and keep working hard to what our objective is.
I'll tell you what, from a neutral Lancashire perspective, it's shaping up the title race potentially between yourselves and Chorley. You've got these two back-to-back games not that far away now over Christmas.
Chorley's success so far has been built on being solid. They've changed the system, the way they've played. They're playing 3 at the back, 5 at the back, and making themselves more solid. And with two up, with, again, occasionally I've seen him with Marcus and Jason Walker, they've got two lads who are willing to run in behind and willing to work. And again, how you win football matches doesn't make a difference. It's really, like I say, about winning, and they've picked up results and had a good run themselves. So it is all shaping up for potentially being around Christmas, the top two playing each other. The normally close games, I'm sure. Like I say, certainly the game Boxing Day at Mill Farm will be another record attendance for us, especially with, I noticed the local games round here, the Evo Stick games, don't play till the Monday. I don't think. That might be around New Year, but don't play till the day after. So you'll get, again, I suppose, more walk-ups. But the interest is obviously going to be massive.
Just a bit more on Danny, because I know he's sat just behind us having his lunch. But 4 goals on Saturday, 28 for the season. It's quite astonishing.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. And I suppose that the pleasing aspect from my perspective, I'm sure from his perspective, was that certainly 3 of them were from inside the 6-yard box. His first one that James put, they're the sort of the goals you want to score, open goal from half a yard, I take them all day. Second one, a rebound, probably should have scored off the first one, puts the second one in. Third one's a great ball from Bondi, a decent header. His fourth one was a really, really good goal. Team goal, to be fair. But he, again, has done something that we've tried to get him to do, is laid the ball off. Sam spun James in behind, Rowe's backed up the play, been set to him, and he smashed one in from sort of 12 to 15 yards, which is what he's notoriously good at. So now to score that many goals in such a short period of time is fantastic. Long may it continue. You don't have to be the most cleverest of player to think, well, we'll try and get him the ball on as many occasions as possible. There'll be days when it doesn't go for him, and then it's other people's responsibility to step up. But we've shown over the course of not just this season, previous season really, we've got goals from lots of areas, and we've got to make sure that remains the case.